apply that rate. Hi, Garrett.
Hey, how's it going, Amy?
It's going pretty good. It's Thursday. We're almost there.
Right.
I see the finish line. It's in sight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Getting close.
It's getting close, and it was only a 4-day week, man. Like, you can't beat it. You know what I mean? I get to go on vacation next week. Yeah, I'm sitting pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in a good spot.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Alabama.
Nice.
Yeah, I've got some family back there.
Where are you?
So I'm in California.
Where are you from now? California, okay.
Yeah, so.
Right on. Well, I'm up in Washington, so I'm getting the rain.
Yeah, you are.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you sure are. You sure are. We just had it, though. We just had the rain. We're in Southern California, so we've had a few storms. I personally like it, but a lot of people in California kind of cringe. But again, I'm from the South, so I'm used to it, you know?
Okay. Yeah, my uncle lived out in Mammoth, and he loved it. He used to live in Washington all his life. He's out in Mammoth now, and he was up here last week, and it was like, I don't know how I stayed here this long. He's like, it's just raining all the time. Like, at least where I'm at, it's sunny and nice out, but it's cold and there's snow everywhere. He's like, but it's sunny, you know? And
yeah,
I kind of felt that. I'm like, it does get a little old when everything's wet all the time. But
and dreary.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. I think the dreariness, the dreariness wears on people's emotions. It really does. I kind of thought it was like a cop out until, it kind of was happening to me even here in California because I was indoors. I work from home all the time and it was like, we had like 2 weeks of rain and I was like, oh man, this might get a little old after a while, you know?
You have no motivation to do anything. You're just like, I don't want to go outside. I don't want to wake up. I don't want to go work out.
No.
Like,
I need
no reason to do nothing. Yeah, it's sad. It's a bummer.
That's my only motivation. Another nap.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Man. Oh my gosh. So Innovation Excavation LLC. And it's you and a partner, but you're the one who makes the purchasing decisions on this?
Correct.
Okay, and what have you guys done for marketing? What do you see happening in 2024? What are you hoping to achieve since it's still so early on in the year for marketing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess where I'm at, so I've been in business it's been like 5-6 years, and before that, my old man did the same stuff I did. So I mean, realistically, I'm 28 now. I've been doing this stuff since I was 12. But as far as actual business, establishment, 5 years on the business license and everything.
Tara,
her before, I did a lot more, Tara before, I did a lot more commercial work, so it was for like Targets, hotels, blah, 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 blah. I'm trying to get into more residential stuff. I just got an excavator for, I've done, once again, excavator work my whole life, but I myself just got an excavator 2 years ago. I've been trying to get more into the residential / commercial excavation world.
Got it.
So I guess now is where I've been starting to try to make a website, try to get stuff to reach out more to residential people. I just signed up for Angie's List the other day. So Angie's List has been going. We're going to see how that goes. And then I guess just trying to get a website going here soon. And then, I mean, front page of Google would be definitely helpful. So I guess my thing now is I'm just trying to get work for the year, and then as work starts piling up, I will probably progressively pull back on advertisement. But as of right now, it's just sporadic projects here and there. So until stuff gets a little bit more, I guess I'm just the overall goal is to get more consistent work.
Got it. Understood. Okay. I heard a lot of hot points. I hear a lot of how we can help you. I think you're really going to like this. We work with a ton of Angie's clients. My company, Local Splash, we've been in business for 19 years. So we're well established. We're a Google Premier partner. We've been doing this for a very long time. And Angie's is apples where oranges. Okay. So what they do is they purchase a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google in the Google Ads. And then they capture those leads and resell them to you guys. It can be extremely lucrative. I've heard the good, the bad, the right, the wrong, the ugly. I've heard it all, as you can imagine. But as far as getting your name out there, it does that. it definitely does that, and it brings in work. The thing that kind of can be a downer is that you have to compete automatically with five or six other guys because that same lead's being sent out to five or six other guys, and you have to pay whether or not you get the job. That can be the downside to it. But obviously, the upside to it, if you're getting, you know, $60,000-$80,000 a job on a quality lead, I mean, what's $150? It's nothing, right? So, yeah, so I understand where you're coming from. This is a comprehensive package, and since you're new to advertising, I can really find nothing out there about you other than that, Angie's. That tells me that you have been super, super successful for the past 5 years. That experience from childhood has definitely paid off. You're a leader in your industry, and you already mentioned you're licensed and insured, so that's the type of client that we're looking to work with.
Okay.
Now, do you have a logo?
Yeah, I do. Question for me. For my understanding, make sure I'm on the same page. You guys are basically a third party company that works with Google. You have top spot on first page, and basically I'm working with you to get that top spot on Google.
Correct.
We're Google
Premier Partners. So Google themselves doesn't sell the service for the local map or the Google Guarantee ads. They have 40 Premier Partners in the U.S. We're one of those partners. We are a leader in our industry as we've been doing this for so long. We've gone through all of the Google training, education. We have our own team at Google. We submit between $3 and $5 million in ad spend every single month on behalf of our 10,000 plus clients across the U.S. and Canada. So yes, we are a third party to Google, but Google themselves does not offer this service. If you chose to go to Google yourself, A, you have to set up your own website and figure that out. And then every time there's an algorithm change, you also have to figure out how you're going to update that. It sounds like you're an owner-operator, and this might not be your cup of tea. I could be wrong.
No, you're totally right.
I'm just going to throw it out there. Also, we bundle everything. So we're going to bundle your website. We're going to bundle your Facebook ads, social media marketing, and your first page placement on Google, and we're going to do it in 30 to 45 days for max results. So we give you a specific timeline, we give you a tracking and reporting system, and there's a whole boodly bunch of features that are included, Garrett, and this is designed to bring you the strongest return on investment. And the most beautiful thing about it is when you're ready to pull back on advertising, you literally hit the pause button, and you're not charged, and you don't lose anything. So it's not like you hit pause and your website's taken down. Okay, but you don't have to cancel the services. So when you need to crank it back up because business has slowed down a bit, then you have the ability to crank it back up. When you hit the pause, it pauses the payment, and we're just not running those ads out anymore for you. So with something
No, you don't
lose placement. That's the whole thing. We literally just hit pause. Like if it's through the winter months, say it's December. We know December is the slowest month for every contractor on the planet. December is the slowest, especially when the weather comes in for what you guys are doing. You may come to a complete halt from Thanksgiving through New Year's, right? And if
Absolutely.
That's the case, then you pause the campaign. Why would you pay for those 2 or 3 months when nobody's even looking for you guys? Like, if
Absolutely.
There's an increase in search, then we're going to call you and say, hey, listen, for some crazy reason or, you know, global warming's changed the weather and you guys aren't seeing the rain, the searches have increased, we suggest that you cut it back on. We're going to give you the evidence to support that. Okay?
Okay.
So as a premier partner to Google, we also buy all of our stuff in bulk, meaning what we do here is we couple your Google business profile and first page placement on Google with Facebook meta ads for the starter package, like what I'm going to offer you right now. It's called our platinum package, and this includes the most bells and whistles for the lowest cost. Basically, she puts you in for a new in business credit simply because there's no advertisement out there for your company other than Angie's. We don't have to go in and clean up a bunch of stuff. We don't have to straighten out a bunch of directories and get proper information. You're basically a blank canvas. So that's what we want to start with, and we see the strongest results with, because we don't have to go in and oh, this isn't a proper address. This isn't the proper over here. So With that being said, what you're looking at is with the new in business is a flat monthly investment rate of $299. That's month to month. There's no contract. There is a one-time setup fee to cover all of the initial programming, and that's $99. So it's $398 to get going, and then $299 each month after that. Specifically, what we promise to provide for you in our terms and conditions is first page placement within the local map where the business is physically located within the first 30 to 45 days max. It usually happens a lot sooner than that, but that's what the terms and conditions state. That is for areas that are more densely populated, your hot ticket item areas, you know, the San Antonio's and Dallas's and Los Angeles and Seattle and all the bigger areas. Those ones for sure take 30 to 45 days, which is still cut in half from the time that the majority of my competitors take, which is 3 to 6 months. Because of our partnership with Google, we have access to Google algorithms, keyword coverage, and databases to provide services faster for our clients. We also anchor a website to that first page placement. Within the first 3 to 5 days, your website will be completely up and running. We'll brand your logo, the before and after photos of your work. We also include that the web developer will write all of the content for it, Garrett. And at the end of the day, you have complete access through the client dashboard to upload new photos, change content, run promotions, or even go in and fiddle with the website if you want to through the website editor. So you're in complete control in the driver's seat on this. Your $299 budget is going to include $100 worth of Facebook ads. Facebook ad clicks for my company are between 5 and 50 cents per click. We pass that savings down directly to our clients. Quick arithmetic tells us that, you know, even on the highest end at 50 cents per click, you're still looking at a minimum of 200 acquisitions directly from Facebook. Facebook has shown a 9% stronger closing conversion over any other type of pay-per-click ad simply because with the home services ever since COVID, this is where people go. It's the third largest leading search engine. So we couple it with your Google placement and we do automatic retargeting. So when somebody goes to Google, they're looking for your services. They may or may not have clicked on your location. They may or may not have clicked on your website or your Google business profile. But the next time they go to Facebook, they're being automatically retargeted through their Facebook platform. When they click on your ad, it goes directly to your Facebook profile, directly to your website, your phone number, and your direct promotion. Okay?
Okay.
Additionally, it includes programming for the popular directories in your area. We build out business profiles for Yelp, also for Yahoo, Facebook, Apple, Google, Yellow Pages, and Bing. These are the top 6 that are the most popular that Google indexes every time a keyword search is done, so we'll attach the website everywhere that the business name is listed. Additionally, mobile platform programming for iPhones, Androids, tablets, all of that happens within the first 7 to 14 days. The Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. The directories are up and running in the first 5 to 7 days. So you get a complete tracking and reporting system as well as a downloadable app to be able to track the physical phone calls and upload new content, any photos that you want. Anytime you want to track the results, you can log on to see exactly how many clicks to the website, location of the searches that have been performed, and you can completely track the entire package from that dashboard.
Sweet. Yeah, I was going to ask that. I was going to see if I could see that, like, where specifically traffic is coming from, you know, mm-hmm. like did it directly come from that front page Google or mm-hmm. did that come from Facebook or, you know what I mean? So,
yes.
And I guess my other question after hearing all this is, let's go down the road. Let's go 2 years into the future. Say we've been mm-hmm. doing this. Mm-hmm. Say I'm doing great now. Word of mouth out. Mm-hmm. Hypothetically, I don't want or need the services anymore. Mm-hmm. Does my website disappear? How does that process look after?
You can continue hosting the website with us for $49 a month, and we'll just continue updating, making changes for you. It's literally $49 a month. Any type of adjustment that you want, or you can do a domain buyout, $99, and take it where you want.
Got you. And then what's the domain end in? Is it just like com, like a, you know,
they go
mean?
Over that during client onboarding. You get the opportunity to choose based on the demographics, where you're targeting, what's available. There's a number of things that go into it, but we go ahead and purchase the domain out during your client onboarding. So once you say you do want to go ahead and give it a shot, the first thing we do is we schedule your client onboarding with the technician. It's a 20 to 30 minute phone interview. And from here, Garrett, what they're going to do is they're going to determine keyword, service radius, even down to zip code if that's how you want to target. They're going to purchase domain for the website. They're going to tell you how to send us in the logo and the photos so we can get everything completely up and running and go ahead and begin producing for you as quickly as possible. At that time, it may be a .com, it may be a .net, it may be a .pro, depending on what's available and what you want and also like what's going to be best for the business.
Got you. And then I guess statistically speaking, what is there like a range on how often clients get jobs or leads or anything like that based off of being on the front page? Or I don't know if I missed that, or I guess you kind of understand what I'm asking.
Yeah, I understand what you're asking. So this is the thing, is all of our services are offered month to month. So for 19 years, our clients have chosen to keep coming back to us month in and month out because we don't have to lock them into a contract. There's no cancellation fee if you choose to cancel the service. We ask for that first 30 to 45 days for full placement. And what I can tell you is that with the clients that choose to keep coming back, what we always estimate what has worked for us, we always like to underpromise and overdeliver. So in the last 30 days, she puts you in here for a 50-mile radius in any direction surrounding 98321 out of Buckley. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You're offering for both residential and commercial excavation. Is that also, can I assume that we're talking about like land clearing, resloping, foundation prep, grading, all of the services that would go along with excavation subcategories?
Absolutely. I mean, demo removal, haul
off.
Okay. I mean, basically, we do retaining walls.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else we do. I mean, there's a lot of other things I do, but I guess I'm trying to like figure out the funnel I want, you know, cause I don't want to end up start getting out of the niche. Cause like, I mean, I've built gazebos, decks, done yards, sod work, all of that, you know, but I don't want to end up listing sod work and then I get a bunch of sod jobs, you know, I kind of want to stay within the excavation realm. So I think, with what you said, we were on the same page, storm drain, water lines, French drains. Yeah, basically anything. So.
Okay. So with the 50-mile radius around that for both residential and commercial, in the last 30 days between Google and Facebook, there have been 2,377 searches done collectively. We always start with the 1% rule of that, because like I said, we like to underpromise and overdeliver. So within the first 30 to 45 days, we would estimate that you would see about 23 phone calls come directly from that. After the first 30 to 45 days, especially because we're going directly into spring right now, people are getting those tax returns, that number is going to increase very quickly. This is a perfect time to begin advertising with something like this, simply because it does take a little bit of time. And again, those results are completely trackable. So within the first 6 months, we see that jump about 3 to 5%.
Okay. And then I guess I definitely want to do it. I'm at the gym right now. And you were talking about I would have to make a call and do with onboarding and everything. At the end of this, how do we go about,
I need about 10 minutes of your time to go ahead and secure the position. And then I'll schedule your client interview for when you're not pumping iron. Because we want you to be safe, you know, and you might want to be in front of the computer, or you might want to, you know, whatever, because we're going to ask you to send us documents. We're going to ask for access to certain things. So, Garrett, what's your last name?
Phyllis, Q-U-I-L-E-S, as in Sam.
Got it. G-A-R-R-E-T-T?
Correct.
Email?
First and last name.
Got it.
32@gmail.com.
Okay. The first thing I'm going to do as the lead on your account and point of contact for you is I'm going to send out two consecutive emails. They're going to be labeled Google and Facebook marketing. The second one's going to be labeled client dashboard and analytics. The next two coming through will be from the client support team. It will be the welcome email as well as the initial invoice. All marketing is a 100% tax write-off on your end of your business taxes. I say that you may know that already, Garrett, but you may not, only because you've never had to advertise before. So I like to let you guys know, from your client dashboard, you're able to track literally everything. Every invoice for your end of your business taxes is completely collected there so that you can go ahead and write this off quickly, okay?
Yeah.
The next thing I'm doing is sending out a series of text messages as the lead on your account and point of contact for you. It's my job to make sure you're getting what you want and what you need out of this particular package. So the first one coming over is my direct phone number and extension line. I'm available to you Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. If you call my line, you will dial 224. I do suggest that you lock in that 877 number that I sent. That is the local Splash phone number. When we contact you for client onboarding, when we reach out to make a change or adjustment, when we call to give you an update, we're going to be calling from that 877 number. To reach me, you'll press 224. To reach client support, you'll press 1. It is all there on the prompts. And if you reach out to me and you get my voicemail, you'll know that it's me because you hear my voicemail. My voicemail has my voice. Additionally, if you get that, it simply means that I'm on the phone with another client like I am with you right now, and I'll call you back as soon as I'm off that phone call, okay?
Okay.
I have a business address with a home office of 16206 236th Avenue East in Buckley, Washington, 98321. Is that correct?
That is correct.
We're going to keep that physical address hidden on Google simply because it is a residential. We don't want people showing up there. You just never know. People are crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I've got your keywords. Your service radius is 50 miles. You are licensed and insured, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, are you bilingual?
I wish.
Okay.
What's crazy is my grandma's from Cuba and my grandpa's from Puerto Rico. They speak like a Spanglish, not really like full on Spanish.
Yeah.
And so my dad never wanted to teach me because it was quote unquote wrong. And I'm frustrated because I can kind of get by, but I definitely can't converse with someone. So yeah, that definite bummer. I need to work on that.
Okay, that's okay. That's all right. Yeah, I always like to ask only because we brand that on the site so people know, you know, or like if you have a bilingual employee that you really trust, you know what I mean, things like that, we can always brand that. Now, what are the hours of operation? When do you want the actual phone calls, Garrett?
I think for Angie's List, we have from 7 to 7, Monday through Friday.
Anything on the weekends?
See, Angie's List is weird because they expect you to call back in like 15 minutes. And, I guess sometimes that's hard on the weekends if I'm doing stuff, but if that's not like a requirement for you guys, then the weekends are totally fine. We could do the same hours.
The clients are contacting you directly. It's a real life human on the other end of the phone. We're not sending you a phone number and saying, hey, hope that you call them back. The clients are going to be contacting you directly via text, via email, via phone call. Once in a while, if they go onto the email or onto the website and they fill out the lead capture form, meaning the form that where they go in, they put in what they want, what they need, and a phone call time and things like that, that's we text you and we email you, hey, you have a new lead directly from the website that didn't come in via phone call or email or text. So you get notification of that, but obviously if that person wanted to talk to you right now, they would have just picked up the phone and called, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So there's no, you know, dire, I mean, obviously it's important because you want the sale, but, you know, it's not like, oh my gosh, you have to pay whether or not. So, this is completely different and this is going to allow you to cherry pick the jobs simply because of the way that things are coming into you.
Perfect.
Did Do you have a Facebook page, personal or business?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one?
Both.
Both? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. They're going to gain access to that Facebook page during client onboarding. They'll go ahead and get access to that so that we can begin the programming and get those ads built out. We want to make that happen as quickly as possible. And then let me see, scheduling client onboarding for you, Garrett. I have available appointment times. Oh, I'm pretty open all day. The last appointment is between 3 and 4, and we take lunch between 12 and 1. We block off an entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client directly in front of you. Which time frame would you like?
Can you say those times again? And that's for tomorrow?
It's for today or for tomorrow. If it's today, it's any time between 10 and 11. The last one's between 3 and 4. If you'd like for tomorrow, it's any time starting as early as 7 and 8. And the last one, again, is between 3 and 4.
Can we do 8 and 9, like in between 8 and 9 tomorrow?
Perfect. I'm going to go ahead and send out that email now. It's going to say Local Splash CI, Client Interview, EN for English, and it's going to serve as a placeholder. This will go ahead and ensure that you'll get a push notification 1 hour before the appointment time. If for any reason you got called out on a job, you're not able to keep that appointment, please call or text back in so we can reschedule it immediately. And that call will come from the 877 phone number. As long as I'm available, I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent. The last thing I'm going to do is read a voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is done month to month, that there's no contract. But first, in order to secure your listing today, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
So today I'm getting charged like $300. Is that what that is?
It's the $398 is for today, and then $299 will happen on the 22nd day of every month after that.
Gotcha. So $398 is just the total with the $99 setup and then the $299, and then after that, it's just $299 every month.
Yes, sir.
Got you. Okay. It's going to be a MasterCard.
All right. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
5589-6211-0669-9953.
Expiration month and year?
0125.
3-digit code on the back?
410.
The name on the card, does it read Garrett, your first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
It's my first and last name, and then underneath, it's my business name.
The Innovation Excavation, LLC?
No LLC, just Innovation Excavation.
Okay, perfect. Got that. And then I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
I always get tripped up on the maiden name one. That's her original last name before marriage, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so we'll do Donna Adams.
Okay.
And that's just, D-O-N-N-A, and then A-D-A-M-S.
Okay. So what I want you to know is that we set this up to protect your proprietary information. I'm going to read a voice verification now outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. Understand, Local Splash is never going to call you and ask you for a single dollar more, not to produce the website, not Google is never going to call you directly for these services. So if you ever get a phone call, Garrett, is somebody claiming those things, you're not sure, they haven't identified themselves properly as a member of the Local Splash team, or they haven't asked that security question, you ask for that security question. Do not hand out your card to anybody else. We already have your card on file. So sometimes there's scam calls. I just want you to be aware, and I always make my clients like hyper aware of that, because once in a while you'll get a call and they'll make you think maybe they're associated with us, or hey, it's this much more money to produce a website, but you already paid for that, okay? So Just be aware of that.
And I'll just say I'll end up saying my security code to you. You'll have it on file. And if
exactly. It's on file. We'll ask you what is the security code or what is your security question. We switch it up depending on, you know what I mean? Because we want to keep it fresh for you guys. But yeah, I'm going to read the voice verification now. If you have any questions during voice verification, feel free to stop me. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google? Garrett?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry, it's just it just switched over from Bluetooth.
That's okay. Do you need me to repeat it?
Yeah, could you restart? Sorry about that.
Sure, no worries. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google?
Innovation Excavation LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Owner-operator.
And your name?
Garrett Quillis.
Garrett, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
I am.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
I am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
I do.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is February 22nd, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $398 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a reduced rate. It does not include any additional, there will be no additional click fees, call fees, surcharges of any kind whatsoever. The reoccurring payment will happen on the 22nd day of every month in the flat monthly investment rate of only $299. Again, a true flat rate. No hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. Should you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, perfect. Garrett, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. The last order of business is you should have seen a text message come through that says, Garrett, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Can you please click on the link provided there?
Yes.
Perfect. Once
the
you
one
open-
that goes to mylocalsplash.com?
Yes. Uh-huh. Once you open it up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yep.
Okay. And then when you scroll through there, you will see a, you'll see asterisk by certain items, Google Ads, Google Guarantee, Google Workspace. All of those items can be included within your package at the time of your choosing. At this time, as you scroll down to the very bottom, you'll see your base product setup fee is locked in at $99. We've given you the custom My Site design, which is the fanciest website design that we have. For $0, I included it with your package. Additionally, you've got the Facebook ads and the Google local SEO services. The reoccurring cost is at $299. Please click the two boxes. The first one certifying that you accept text message via SMS and also that you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of your company, and type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
I had a question.
Sure.
On the website support hosting and maintenance where it was saying you'd be charged the rate of $375 per occurrence. Is that just if you use more than 30 minutes of support within a month? Is that what that's saying?
It's not even 30 minutes. You won't be charged that. If you're going to be charged that, we didn't have included it within the monthly. That's why it has an asterisk by it as well. We just set that up because there are certain clients who at onboarding, at point of sale, we know that they're a bit more needy. They have a higher expectation. They're going to want weekly, daily support on their website. So then when we have to dedicate a team member directly to that 24/7, we have to charge more. But your account isn't that. So your price point's locked in, okay?
All right. Let me just type my name in real quick. And then it took me to the local Splash login page.
Perfect. You're going to get those login credentials within 3 to 5 days time of conducting client onboarding. Client onboarding is scheduled for you tomorrow between 8 and 9 a.m. We will be calling from our 877 phone number. At that time, we're going to be going over keywords, service radius. We're also going to be determining the domain for the business. They will send you an email template. You should have probably already been sent it, of items that we're looking for Google verification, your business license, your insurance. It may say on there things like storefront. Don't worry about that. You have a home-based business. Additionally, these are the things that we're going to use to get your company verified. They'll be going over it per infinite item during client onboarding tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. So as of right now, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. I'm really excited what this means for your business. If you choose to refer a business, you get a free month of service after they've been with us for 2 months, as long as it's not in the same vertical or category that you're offering services, because we can't work with any of our competitors. Okay? So if you have a friend or family member that you want to refer, you'll get a free month of service after they've been with us for 2 months. Okay?
Sweet.
All right, Gary, do you have any more questions for me?
I do not. I appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for talking with me today, and we'll speak with you tomorrow, okay?
Absolutely. You have a good rest of your day.
All right, you too, hon. Bye.